Always a good time. England's fantastic for us. This is the most extended tour I think we may have ever done in the UK. We always usually play 4 or 5 dates. This time we're playing 11, so we're really excited about it.
How do you find the UK crowds when you're over here?
I think, like, always, especially in Scotland and Ireland and England, the crowd just seems to be, like, wanting to have, like, a boisterous good time. You know, there's nobody holds back in the UK, maybe because you guys kind of invented rock and roll from the blues and you have the most practice with it, I guess, possibly. But, yeah, it's probably the most fun audience in the world is in the UK.
I know it's a very traditional British thing for me to ask what I'm about to ask you now, because we're notorious worldwide for always wanting to talk about the weather. But you've come to the country in March at a time where you get glorious sunshine 1 minute, snow the next. I was seeing you were at a big festival a few years ago where it was seemingly a bit of a mud bath. I mean, how do you find that compared to Oregon, where you're from?
Well, where we're from, oddly enough, we get the most rain out of all the United States in Oregon and Washington. So when I'm in England, I feel completely at home. I think it rains just as much, if not more, in my hometown in Portland, Oregon, than it does here. So I'm used to it.
Now, Dan, I know I've seen you guys described as a funk rock band. So for people who are going to be coming to see you in Wakefield at Warehouse 23 on Friday night, just talk me through the kind of show that you guys will bring for them.
Well, we've been experimenting this last couple tours about not having a real structured set list, because there's so many songs from our back catalog and all the songs from the new album. We have everything rehearsed now. So we actually take a lot of requests now. And if we haven't practiced the song, we try to pull it off in front of the live audience. So that always makes it quite a bit of fun, because everybody's quite involved with creating the set with us. But it's always a lot of fun. We're just really trying to create an experience where people can let go of their tension for the week, especially in this world. It's so complicated these days, and a lot of tension in the world, not only in politics, but also in religion and economics, and how are we going to move forward in this world. So the network show is really about letting all that stuff go and coming in and celebrating life.
That's really brave. You've got to be talented yourself and everybody else in the band to just be able to play a request. You might not have thought about it in ages, and just to be like, right, we are going to play this now. That is a really brave thing to do.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's a really great car wreck, but even then we're having a lot of fun, and I think the audience appreciates us trying. So that's a benefit. You know, they're pretty forgiving, thank God. But it's always a good time, that's for sure.
You mentioned about the latest album, the work from that. I heard the song Champion a few days ago, and I thought, when I get you on the show, I must play this, because it's an incredible song. So once we finish chatting, Dan, we'll play that song. But just talk me through your thought process within the song and the video, which I'm going to post that on Radio Yorkshire's Twitter as well, Radio_Yorkshire. It's a really powerful track. Talk me through Champion, Dan.
Yeah, well, it was kind of when Brian and I, the guitarist, started talking about making a new album with the band. That was one of the first songs that we wrote for the new album. So it started off as a groove that Brian sent me, and then I wrote the choruses and the lyrics, and it just became this really good reintroduction to the network doing new music. And then thematically, I really wanted to focus on the idea of surrounding ourselves with people that push us to chase our passion in life. Oftentimes we hang out with folks that drain our energy or can be a weight in our life, and we try to help fix them, but in the process they break us. This is a song about surrounding yourselves with really positive souls, positive people that kind of pave the way for you to chase your dreams, I guess. So that's what the whole album's about, fighting another day, trying to find light in the shadows, trying to turn any kind of negative energy that's going on in your life into a life lesson, possibly. And if not a lesson, then at least some kind of insight or a positive energy. So that song kind of encompasses the whole theory of the album. And the video was just to show faces of people from every walk of life, every ethnicity, every religion, every country, and kind of just let the eyes of these photographs of these different people tell the story. And especially the homeless folks that are in the video, they're all shot by a gentleman named Lee Jeffries out of Manchester, who does the most amazing photographs of people that live on the street. So we show rich people, we show people that are challenged in life, and then a lot of different folks that would normally be at odds with each other if you look at the news. We try to put them in the video in a positive light.
Now, Dan, I just want to move on to something which I quite often will you know, do a search online to find things out when I'm about to do an interview. And I always go to Wikipedia. We all know what Wikipedia is like. It can sometimes be truthful and sometimes not. But I saw there's a connection between you and the basketball team, Portland Trailblazers. Now, at first, I was going to ask you in the sense of, did this really happen? I've seen the video, though, Dan. You, it's very early 90s, but it's very cool. Talk me through the story of you and the Portland Trailblazers.
Well, that's kind of funny. I sang the national anthem at one of the games, and then I remember the people that wrote the lyrics to that song were from the morning radio show in Portland, a station called Z100, and they came up with this idea to produce a song where the Trailblazers would come in and rap. There was a group from Portland called Untouchable Crew, or U Crew, that wrote the track, the music, and they invited me to come in and rap on it after I had sang the national anthem at their game, and I got to meet all the guys in the team, and that raised a lot of money, a couple hundred thousand dollars, I think, for charities that the Trailblazers wanted to donate to. So we were very proud of that moment. It's so silly. It's just fun, crazy long rap about playing basketball. It's a lot of fun.
What about
people? People still ask me if I remember that rap, and I don't, but they ask me all the time. It's crazy.
That was going to be a question right at the very end. I was going to say, Dan, do the rap from the song.
Yeah. I don't remember it. I have a tough time remembering my own songs.
When it comes to sports, are you a big sports fan? Trailblazers just being one team, but are you a big sports fan, Dan?
Well, I used to be in high school and college. I think I came to this realization where the players weren't from the town that I'm rooting for. Oftentimes you're rooting for a team and some of the players on your team are from the town you're rooting to beat. You know, like, for example, a guy might be from Phoenix, but he's playing on Portland's team. And now you're cheering on a player from Phoenix to beat Phoenix. It just gets so surreal. So I'm more into watching any game and just rooting for the underdog. Whoever's not supposed to win, I want them to win. So it's more fun that way and less stress.
Well, Dan Reed Network are going to be at Wakefield Warehouse 23 on Friday night. Well worth going to see Dan and the guys. It's been a real pleasure, Dan, to get you on the show. Thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
No, it's a great honor. Thanks for spreading the word. And if anybody's planning to come down early and check out the opening act, Vega, great rock band as well. So thank you for spreading the word, Andy.